staff prepare options for consideration. 6-member counselor option, 7-member counselor option, and an 8-member counselor option. So staff, they looked at the numbers that we have available based upon communities and districts. They came up with 3 options for public information. Process would that would recommend one of these 3 options to go forward public to a public here to public consultation, at which time the public would provide feedback on whether or not they agreed with the option we select, and then we would bring that information back for final consideration. Now, I do have a question to CAO McNeil. Because the recommendation has the option blank, and can we discuss this without one of us placing in an option at this point? So we're going to discuss this matter without motion made, unless so. What I would really recommend that if I know you've all read the 3 options, and perhaps if each counselor would express their preference of options, and then we can make a motion with that option. Deputy Mayor Muse, which option did you have a preference for these 3 options? Welts preferred what type of one? Councillor Brown? And option 3 also would satisfy Deputy with respect to the comments he made about his district, as it does not include any of Liverpool. Who else has a Councillor Romero?
I liked option 2, a lineup. Areas. Option.
No, that would be the
It explains that to me.
That was my only question. I was thinking that too.
That's up road.
Okay.
On a reserve. So Councillor Romero, would you have any difficulty with say option 3, option 2, option 3?
No, I one of those would be okay.
Anyone else have any choices? Fox? would still see inland traveling as far as Charleston. Option three has 8 electric.
And B with rationale, yes.
I asked the question, could we send this back and actually come up with some options whereby we gave validation? For example, where there's one or two counselors that just solely are Liverpool area, but they would have a larger area, they would have a larger base, and then will stay with their boundaries. So one of the main differences between option two and option three is that we've increased an electoral district. So we are adding an increase those 80 taxes. We're adding in honorarium, the monies for another counselor, and at travel time. The question is, what do you think our public want counselor? Or are they going to want option two? And what do you want as a council? Want to have any members of council? Or are you happy with 7, understanding that travel times and distance play back for some of you? Councilor Romero?
Well, I think as far as 8, definitely way more as far as monies than travel that it was around to go a little bit further. I think option two, I think, better.
That's right. Well, we have public consultations.
Yeah.
So the public gets to comment, and then there is a public hearing. Deputy Mayor Muse. Seconded by Councilor Romero. Further discussion on that matter? If not, I'm going to call for a question. All those in favor? Passed unanimously. The staff will keep us updated on when the public consultations will be, and I say oral because I suspect at least south, north, maybe east and west. I'm not sure.
Last time I did them, we got about had 5 consultations and we had about 4 public show up. So we'll probably narrow it down. It won't be 5 this time, but we'll probably do 2 or 3. Turnout is and determine that after that if we need more. Yep.
Public consultation works survey way. Council implementation report. Were there any questions regarding actions that made motions for? Tells you how they're moving ahead. Any questions? questions on any of those? Hearing none. 8.2, Liverpool Business Development Center Future Investments. The time is getting near and decisions have to be made. So, Director of Corporate Services was asked to come up with every option. So she has come up with all the options that have been discussed, both the future of that building, including a council at one point in time talked about moving itself down there and selling this business. So you asked for all and all, and here they all are. And remembering that in our last meeting, we talked about finance, 50% long-term debt, over 10 years. If we did that over 10 years, it would be $100,000 a year, 50% draw with from reserve, kind of not leave a lot of money in there. But yet we do have equipment reserves. We would just know that cash, not be able to sudden big projects, but we have monies for our engineering departments for equipment reserve. However, so here we are. So who wants to open the discussion? Anyone want to open the discussion? Councilor Brown.
Upgrade the controls. In some ways, yeah, back to an example, last summer, we were just because of a high-level sensor that a rooftop that's 20 years old with old parts, so you can the problem just doing the control system, find that everything's going to always work. Not to say that the new unit will always work.
Deputy Mayor Muse.
Deputy Mayor Muse, you said borrow. So does that mean, so if we borrow money from the reserve, that means we still have the tax rate that we have. So there's withdraw, just say said borrow, you mean borrow, so we're gonna pay back the reserve, okay.
Do we have a timeline on what, on when, I know if we borrow long-term from other places, we have 10 years to pay back? There a, are we legislated with a payback period if we borrow from our own money?
I think the same rules, and AO can tell me if I'm wrong, same rules would apply as would if we borrowed the money from the MFC, which is because this is equipment, it has to be 10-year repay.
We borrowed $1 million, we're repaying $100,000.
Correct, and that would be from one of those scenarios that I put forward. So you'd still have those $100,000 repayment every year. That's 2 cents on the tax rate plus interest. Having to ourselves, can't just take money without paying ourselves interest. That's part of, that interest rate is based on the going rate that finance corporation. No, I guess my point is there's no benefit borrowing the money from our reserve versus borrowing it from the MFC. Is that true? Like I haven't been able to find the difference really. So really when you're looking at taking the money from surplus and borrowing it, get me to venture issue and effects are the same.
I like number four. There you go. Four. Amount, $5 million for call center, from the call center reserve and operating. Got around 400,000 or so in that call center.
Yes, but now once, I think that was in the previous report that I had written, it was
right
down to $93,000 because we had the balance of leasing commission and design work that has to come out of the reserve, so there'll be a balance of $93,000 at the end.
Yeah, but that 400 and something, 93 is
93, yeah,
done.
93 will
so
be left to put towards whatever we decide.
But
you decide.
But whatever we do with for the whole project, that four from 400 and something to 93 would be done to this project anyway.
Well, the project that we have used some of it for is for, sorry, the used $200,000 for the commission placed down there. So that's nothing to do with back expenses. That's just about the lease
so
commission, right?
That's totally against.
No, that's a different, that went into a different bucket.
Yeah, I thought it was coming out of the same bucket. So
it's the same, yeah, but it went to pay for a different expense. It didn't go towards looking at the HVAC, it's not design work, it's simply paying a leasing company for finding us. Okay?
So this 1.9 is above 100,000 F.
Correct.
Already,
correct.
Already gone.
Correct. So at the end of the year, remember we talked about surpluses,
yeah,
go moving into the operating surplus. So that's where that $1.9 million would be coming out. Would be coming out of the surplus, which is a surplus that is not designated for a specific purpose. So
right,
towards what Mayor Norman was saying, we have money in the reserves for equipment. That money has been designated by council for equipment. And we do that as part of the budgetary. We have money in the reserves for the post-closure costs. Have money in the reserves for the landfill equipment. But when you have money in the surplus, it's not designated for any thing. It's just your, this is the surplus that you haven't decided how it's available to be spent, for most of them for investments in the future. So for example, in the earlier conversation that Bill was having about the library site, and if you choose for the parameters and the terms of reference, find another site, and finding another site, you're allocating another $1 million to that library project. That $1 million has to come out of this surplus that is currently just under $4 million, 3.9. And I look back in the history just to see how long it took build up that surplus, and it was a significant amount of time. Now last year, remember, we moved that dollars that was sitting in the operating fund in error against PSAS rules. We moved it over to the proper place where us. So yes, that is
Another question along with this, going back to what Councilor Brown said about the election, the control system. I know there's things like your car, an O2 sensor or something goes in your car, you say, well, how am I going to get that O2 sensor? After, it only takes a couple of years and everything becomes antiquated, right? You know, really, it's hard to get a part for anything because it's, they go on to something new and be able to do things. So what more, you're taking a chance no matter what. Well, if you put a whole new system in there, in 5 years, you're going to have a hard job finding the part. So are we gaining, we're taking a chance the other way that the sensor doesn't go and that we have a hard job finding a sensor and things. But then what cost factor would we be saving, say, if all of a sudden you had to bring in a handling unit to be able to get you through for that 4 or 5 weeks to get that part? It would save you if you were, this would only cost you $500,000 compared to $1 million.
I guess to your point, nothing lasts forever. That's a fact.
Right.
And a new system will do is give you another.
Oh, yeah.
That's not just. Well, so, I mean, I don't know. All you can expect.
I'm just talking to you. Would it be worthwhile to look at replacing the of control system?
And I guess that was one discussion we had down there. So we can replace the control. What that would mean is that ability doesn't mean that when the roof. Offer some operational control, so
yeah.
We could probably. Something break. Pressure goes, a condenser.
But you can bring something in temporary. I'm just looking at options.
Possible,
yeah.
What are there? To be done to the
got a little bit in the previous report had. I've just got some there was roof, other considerations, investment in infrastructure over the next 3 years, roof replacement $200,000. Parking lot maintenance $20,000 to $30,000, exterior painting $200,000, and generator $500,000. And Director Grant said at the time that the generator may last more than 5 years, but such a big equipment that I have my responsibility to make you aware that there is, it is on the horizon at some point, because it's, you know, that in itself is half set on the tax.
Councillor Gidney, have
a question. I've missed some of the.
No, I think that like replacing the radio in your car might have a better stereo for a little bit, but doesn't necessarily mean the car is going to.
Exactly.
You can.
That was the comment,
I guess. Yeah, you can replace one component of the system, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. Better. This would give you a peace of mind of a
two parts on. And how much talking?
I'm not. That could be.
That wasn't one of the options, and I'm just.
If it wasn't, it would be well into the.
Oh.
And it wouldn't necessarily offer any longer operation of the roof.
My thoughts on this.
So you want to do a half and a half?
Yeah, I want to do the four parts.
For the money.
So not withdraw it from our reserves.
Right.
But to borrow the money.
Renovations.
Borrow the money. I think that was up. That was one of our ones in our last. That's number 11.
Yep.
Counselor Charlton?
Yeah, she couldn't borrow something that has a lifespan of 10 years and agree to pay it back over. Equipment, never more than 10.
That's benchmark. So for example, our debenture is longer than us.
So if we took half instead of taking, took half of it, $1 million out of reserves, and then we borrowed $1 million 10 years, that's $100,000 per year, which is only a penny on the tax.
Unless you took the money right out and didn't repay it.
That's right. We're not going to repay the reserve. Take out $1 million out of the reserve. Put our money into that building, invested in it, invested. So that could be a solution, which would only put any on tax rate, but it would take $1 million out of reserve. Nine, so it would.
Yes, but looked at analysis that I provided last meeting, amount of rent that we receive doesn't cover all of the operating costs, and it won't. Next 10 years. So you're still looking, if you borrow half of it, still looking at, you know, cents on the tax rate. Depending on, you know.
I'm optimistic about wind farms.
Yes, there's that.
That coming down the pipe. Anyway. Spoken. Councillor Hawks. What do you mean by that, splitting it up? Because he was total borrow. 10 years, rather than take any from reserve. Really?
Surplus? Looking, as Mayor Norman suggested, for balance, half of
Get that on tape.
I think the 50-50, a good thing, it's, talk about the generators and things. Down to the mill, we had the generator must be 50 years old down there, you know. They aren't using them, go on forever because they don't, so I'm not really concerned about that end of it. I've been down to working at the steam plant in the hospital, they got one there, must be 50 years old too. They just see, so I'm not concerned on that end. I think, like having a savings account, what's there for is to help get you through those rough times. So I think 50-50 is a great way, and it's way on the tax rate. Got to have something that we can be able to supply to the community for our one thing.
Do you want a recommendation for next discussion? A second or council? Further discussion on that? Opposed? So we'll see at the next council meeting as a recommendation.
Hang in there.
Okay, so we're going to take a 5-minute break. CEO said 3 minutes. The next exchange, this is going to be a long discussion. It'll take us probably past noon, but we only have. So the NSFM Service Exchange Renegotiation MGA Review Committee Survey is probably one of the most important things that councils across this province are doing. 20 years ago, province made changes to the service exchange renegotiation, which means things they do for us, responsibilities that they give to us, responsibilities we can shift them. And the MGA review committee MGA is also being reviewed. And I understand this is a very lengthy document. However, it basically says they wanted their responses by today. They know that ours are coming by them tomorrow. If we look at the first page of what they sent us, so in 94, the objectives of the exchange agreement, which we have to think about one coming forward, but the objectives remain the same. Have strong, financially viable local governments. To develop a cleaner, fairer provincial municipal partnership and to rationalize service exchange. So 20 years ago, the provincial government took responsibility for these things, which used to be under municipal government. 20 years ago, the province took responsibility for social services and child welfare. That used to be a responsibility of municipal government, of counselors making decisions about social services funding. Public health and long-term care, that was theirs, some of it. Creation of justice. Environment in terms of sewer, septics, that had all been municipal government approving sites for septic and highway patrols and central services. In return, municipalities agree to do mandatory contributions to correctional services, policing, they had been doing before and they continued with, local roads, that's pretty well remained, some of them, sidewalks, municipalities, towns always did sidewalks, they continued with that, public transit was a new one, land use planning, building inspection, always had been 20 years back, responsibility government continues to be Recreation was in there, and control of invasive weed species, and that was a new one to me. I thought, oh, we're responsible for controlling invasive weeds like can be considered and hog knot. So, some municipalities like us, we also pay, it says a kilometer service exchange, $3,500 per kilometer, pegged to CPI, for the transfer of local roads. That's approximately $5,000 per kilometer now. That's not $3,500 as stated. And we also continue to be responsible for, as you see, water, waste management, and solid waste, public libraries. Plus, we make mandatory contributions to education and regional housing authority at operating loss. So, here we are to question number one. So that was kind of, so question one starts as two. So it says, considering all the responsibilities listed above, which are the ones policing the roads, whatever, does your council believe municipalities, which ones do we think should and why? Which of those responsibilities do we believe should continue to be ours? Policing local roads, sidewalks, transit, land use planning, building inspection, recreation, control of the. Anyone that thinks any of those shouldn't be our responsibility? And if so, why? Councilor Brown. Okay, so far you're saying we should keep all of them except the invasive. People, everyone agree on that? Anyone who disagrees? So basically, all of them. Except the control of invasive weed species, we should be as our responsibility. And so in number three, so we should maintain these. Number two, because we have to write these answers back. We should maintain them because they're as local responsibility versus or new ones. Anyone think we should take on any more responsibilities?
No.
Yes,
okay.
I'm not saying we should.
Local residents versus, okay. Considering the responsibilities listed above, which responsibilities does your council believe the province should maintain or assume and why? So for example, even though we didn't talk about public transit, do we think that's something that we're better off administering or provincially is it something that the province is better off? This is an example. Sidewalks. J-class road. All roads.
Ones they don't look after now are certain big, other than that they look after all of them.
So
what we're saying is allocated. They look after now.
And that's where we're going to put the invasive, right? That one. Know why? Because they cross county lines, and if one municipality's not hurt.
Have some of those now.
We have plenty. Any other responsibilities in that you think would be better off? Sake of Nova Scotians in the hands of Nova Scotians. but no, I don't think they're better off. Yeah, Counselor Fancy?
Okay, the, one thing that we look at J-class roads, are we gonna be looking at the same thing as housing? All of a sudden they do everything, then they're just gonna charge us? That's the, you know, right now we can choose. Once they take control of it, will they then be, saying, okay, well, we're gonna do this, they're gonna do this, same as they do with the housing, and send us a bill every year for all the work?
We want, we can say we allocate it, but we do not want a net operating loss. Don't want the bill.
Yeah.
They, we want them to assume full responsibility of the J-class roads, not want bill. That's full response, no repercussion. So these are things that we can expend according to the Municipal Government Act. These are things that we are allowed to spend our money on. Spend it on aviation, public health, environmental health services, long-term care facilities, housing, public safety, recruitment, economic development, and arts and culture. Called discretionary expenditures. Are there any that of that list that we think would be better off supported by the province than looking at us and money on them if we so choose? For example, we're not spending money right now on physician recruitment, but some municipalities do. Eric, do you want to come forward? Because you were part of gets them.
I'm not sure if that's.
I think we're getting it a little backwards.
Municipalities often respond to challenges and opportunities at their own discretion.
I think the question is asking, are there discretionary expenditures that we assume that should be
better supported by the province?
Not a shift of responsibility.
But better supported. Well, yeah. Basically they support them more so we're not having to. Right.
To the extent that we may be right now.
For example, we're fortunate to have a foundation that expends money on physician recruitment. Other municipalities spend their own money. Other municipalities may spend their own money by offering wages, supplement of wages, at doctors. We don't do that. Foundation. Province. So of those discretionary things, are there any that you think that the province should continue to make, continue to better support or to support more? What happens if you ask for it more and then they say how these are not allowed? Because then you put some places in a bind, right? You have to think, are there any of these discretionary expenditures? Do you want to keep? What about housing? Do you think the province should, that the province should, it's provincial, that they're the ones that need to focus on the housing? But better supported could be the provincial governments providing more funds for municipalities. Like it means, are there areas there that we think the province is weak on supporting, that municipalities off supplement, that the province needs to put more money in because it's their responsibility. So you're specifically saying rural housing?
It's got a lot of ways when we talk about housing at the Western Housing Authority and all the houses by here. So would that mean that we could ask for more housing for low income? But that would be a question to ask?
Because that's a good example. That the province better support those housing authorities to put more housing in rural.
Yeah. More because we need more for our area.
Going to find province announces father out of the housing, shutting all those processes down and selling them all off to the private sector.
But should we put it on our list?
Put on the list, sure. Yeah. Just don't be shocked if you see an announcement this fall that says the province is building no more housing.
Okay, so you question the value of the RIN, but what about Nova Scotia Business Inc., develop Nova Scotia benefit? The more rural focus on economic development. About public health. For example, you were asked for expansion to a regional hospital. That the province could better support public health currently doing.
Supposed to have a walk-in, but they shut it down. I was working on that yesterday.
All right. Anything else? And I encourage Eric, your clerk now, you and Chris, you're familiar with more of that MGA Act.
I think the province paramedics has given the raise to nurses, nothing's paramedics. Paramedics have to pay for courses. Government doesn't even pay for upgrades of the
discretionary expense, I don't think we have a choice to fund EMS.
Rest in the problem.
But it says what discretionary expenditures by your municipality. Don't currently spend any money on EMS.
Oh.
But we'll find that somewhere. But we could put that. We could put that in number three. No, it wasn't listed as a for number three. Couldn't we add a better part? Yes. Medics. We're gonna put that in Vicky. Carol. And they, or an examination of how it works or focus. Number five, the top three municipal expenditures responsibilities. Yes.
Just item, Robin should. Dollars in savings, but they're going to give us $2 million somewhere else. Question is going to be ask for the houses, build more water and sewer, do a lower tax rate. I don't know what it is, or do other stuff, take over more roads or whatever it's going to be. But I think things like that we pay a little percentage towards for no reason other than cost sharing. But at the end of the day, I think this document needs to say counties pay 100% for certain things, province 100% things, and we draw the line. Get too many projects right. Pay a little bit, they pay a little bit. Pay a little bit, they pay a little bit.
And that can
go back at that with Western Housing. Say that should be their cost.
And housing's another one, exactly. That, why
should we be paying for the help care?
That's right. And so maybe we don't pay that $150,000 a year towards housing, but then they make us take that $150,000 and invest in housing projects in the community. Put water and sewer in for private developers. We do whatever else we need to do for people to build houses.
So we're putting both housing and education in three. I think if we keep repeating the same things, they'll get. Because they, as well as number five, so the top three municipal expenditure responsibilities that we have that should be reviewed and why. There's where education can go again, because education is one of our top expenditures. Placing that. And why? So education, and the why, Mr. CAO, would be simply because they're provincial responsibilities that we have little say in.
Well, like, the education one's that way, but not the policing. I mean, right. We are somewhat in control. But as far as our top three expenditures, one or number two, and
all the ways.
So we have to everything going on in the world. Ocean, we've got to come to. That looks like. For instance, if you're in Bridgewater, their budget's $5 million for 6 square kilometers, or whatever their number is. I'm not sure what their size is. Ours is $3 million for 1,000 square kilometers. Very different policing models. So, what look like going forward, and knows what level of service you want. Have size that looks.
So for policing, maybe it should be reviewed so that there's equitable financial policing across the province. So regardless of where you live in the province, you're still contributing the same amount of money for policing service?
Well, it won't be because it's different. Like I said, like Bridgewater has a higher expectation. Like they have a 24-hour service. this and everything else goes on, we don't have that in rural Nova Scotia. And if you wanted that in rural Nova Scotia, your costs are gonna go from 5 million to about 10 million real quick. But there needs to be some discussion around the level of service and what the expectation is from the public, how we. So if right now we're paying essentially 70%, feds, province paying 30%, is that still a fair equation? Could we pay 60%, province and feds pay 40%? Yeah, which is a 70-30, right now 70-30, 90-10, depending on.
So we'll put level of service, question the percentage split?
Gotta be careful with the policing, because, you know, back a couple of years ago, where Bridgewater trying to farm out their services to try to, everybody else to help pay for their cost, right? Bridgewater trying to jump into there and try to say, we'll look after Queens.
I'm sure they already are talking.
Yes.
To other people.
Well, sometimes, you know, there's nothing wrong with shared services. Got an imaginary line, but who knows what. Councilor Brown? Get a bit of it back. But basically, the provincial expenditure are catered the actual income levels, so the people. One of the things I noticed was like solid waste is another big expenditure. And just, they would just re-examine the ways the ways you deal with solid waste. You know, we're 2022 and there's like, I know incineration's a dirty word, but in 2022 there's new improved ways that you can get rid of your waste rather than just keep putting it in the ground. So if environment or the province were to have that whole discussion and reopen the discussion about, can you incinerate your waste? Is there technology available where instead of one giant incinerator, several small state-of-the-art ones that are being used around the world in different communities, so we're not undergoing all the trucking and the putting the pollutants into the air, like just more innovative to handle community-based wastes. Councilor Brown? So a re-examination of the solid waste, yeah. Of the way we solid waste, just as ways to reduce the trucking and the cost of it all. And any other things, any other big expenditures that we think the province should look at, currently spend money on? That's our choice. Oh, you mean to make our festival?
Well,
responsibility to make everything accessible? Or fund it? Yeah, the top three. So we have education, policing, and the solid waste. Those are our expenditures.
Yeah,
there are our top three expenditures. Once we become accessible, then we're. We don't spend any money on housing. So what new service responsibilities do we not want? What don't we want back?
Heard that.
Off-road vehicle registration?
Well,
that would. License? All right, so we're gonna put vehicle-related, i.e. electric scooters, bikes, license, et cetera. I don't want gun control. You ever want the ability to charge a gun control? I don't think we'd ever get it, but the feds are trying to offload it. They offload it to the province and want it coming down the pipe to us.
Evidently, there's a story this morning. There's a gun store. Prime Minister announced restrictions on the sale of guns. Within a couple of days, everybody's on the rush. And I don't have to advertise. Justin Trudeau's doing all my advertising.
What about social services? Do we want that responsibility back? All right, so put that on the list. Environmental requirements, do we want, other than current, do we want any environmental things back? Do we want have inspectors that determine where sewers, where septic systems go, about water, well quality? So we'll put environmental.
We're good with what we have, don't.
Environmental, social services, gun control, vehicle matters. I don't think we'll have public. So who wants, where was that? Regulatory aspects of sanitation and health standards. That would be that one. But we're looking down the, you know, this isn't us. This is our major changes that the province probably in the time is going to make. Good for another 20 years. So the province makes the environmental rules, would simply be the regulator. Want to be the regulator of provincial rules? No. Okay. We don't want to be the regulator of provincial rules.
Nope.
Okay. Anything else? Social services, environment, gun control, and matters related to i.e. electric. Yeah, I think, seven, please indicate discretionary abilities that your council believes are useful. So, is it useful to us to have expanded powers expend? And CAO McNeil, explain to council what that means as you explained it to me.
What I said?
Expanded powers to expend. That means that they give us powers that we can expend more.
So right now, the Municipal Government Act and other legislation essentially allow, give you certain authorization to spend money on certain things. And so by default, you're not allowed to spend on other things. So are there other things that you wish to spend money on that now we're not allowed? No, we can do that.
We wouldn't be able to.
How about
personal?
One that people love is casinos. You like the power to be able to establish a casino? You like to be able to establish a Queens County? Would you like to be able to establish a Queens County lottery? So there's all kinds of weird and wonderful like that. Having power to, well, there's one here that's an example here about giving money to businesses to increase their accessibility. Want that power.
Sure.
The power to do
private developers
give
money.
Land away to private developers for free. So there's all kinds of want the extra power your powers you have now. Not for profit, but not for a private. Sell at fair market value.
And my take on the power to expend, also need to have money to expend. And it pits municipalities that do not have a lot of money against a neighbor who may have considerable amount of money. So if we had, you know, sudden sort of business, manufacturing, whatever, and a fairly profitable sized savings, then if we had the power to say to businesses, come to Queens and we'll give you free land, we're going to lessen your tax rate just for you to get you here.
Payroll rebates.
Then if the West didn't have any money, then where do you think those businesses are gonna go? The one that has the money, right? The more powers you have to expend financially, if it's financial expense, like for example, Councilor Merrow said, you'd like to have ability, finance developments that increase accessibility. Well, that's great till we get to our budget, and you know, we have asked for a couple hundred thousand so they can do improvements to their businesses. We say no, but our neighbors are offering that service. Then it hits those with to those without. But in the case of, would it be good if municipalities could run lotteries? I don't know. I mean, I just vote addiction and lotteries and whatever. So we don't want powers to expand at powers to expend. Want the mandate, yes, you must establish a municipal code of conduct. Right. you end up in jail and your counselors vote you out because you missed three meetings, that's it. But if Deputy Mayor Muse ended up in jail for some, but we all liked him and we knew he was only there for 7 months, say that's okay, we're gonna let him off for 7 months. Because we know he's, you know what I mean? So that's a good point. There is no punishment for any elected official other than if you miss three council meetings, your council can say, so yes, want to do that. Ability to finance developments that increase accessibility, that would be sort of expanded power to expend. Want the ability to fund private development. For example, in Queens County, there are many, many businesses that are not accessible according to the act, but they have to buy a certain, not, oh no, it's just municipalities that have to be. Well, they don't have to be, but should be able to say like Seascape or Port Grocer or Ada Mersey, whatever, Sobe, Superstore, will help finance your business to become more accessible. I want the ability to do that. Pardon? The facade program,
yes.
We can, that's improvements to the exterior, and if that includes helping them build a ramp, oh, that's only through our facade program.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, that's sort of there now.
I don't think we can.
Yeah,
finance,
no, it'd be grants.
Giving. Don't want that one. I would. How would we pick and choose? Do we want the ability to sell land below market price in some cases?
Yep.
Well, we some cases for not for profit. It means sell land below market price.
I think we should.
I think we should.
I think they should because sometimes land may not exactly as it says it is. I don't know if we call it land or not, but even talk to the call center. Wanted to try to sell that at a certain market value. Well, that's worth $2 million when we wanted to sell for $500,000. We're way below market value, so higher hands that we can't do that, though you don't know all the background to it. So it can tie your hands too.
No, it just doesn't say at all. It just says sell land below market price. For example, if someone wanted to buy land to do a manufacturing and they didn't have a lot of startup money, do you want to be able to negotiate the land below fair market value, or do you think it should? I think Councillor Gidney made the point, well, you know, sometimes it's who you know, deal with. Do you just want to keep it fair across the board? Fair market value is what you sell at? That one? Are you fine with that one? Do we want to negotiate for the purpose of increasing affordable housing units? And that might include selling land below market price. Or negotiate for other things.
Want to get $75,000 per unit. $100,000 per unit. That's negotiating, isn't it?
Yeah. Put in. I would definitely
say what type of negotiation it could, we're gonna give them tax-free, private developer that's gonna ask for tax, but it's all negotiation? Right? Ability to create commercial development district. Because it's a discretionary.
No, this is, the question is confusing, but if you look, using the checklist, please indicate the discretionary abilities that your council believes are useful for your municipality. So they're assume, the question's leading in the sense that they're almost saying, here's some discretionary power you have now, you wanna keep it. It's confusing when you read it, I had to read it about 12 times in order to, but I think that's what they're saying. There's a lot of these things you're saying, well, we already have that power, we already have that power, we already have that power. I think that's the same thing, we already have commercial development districts, which essentially is you designate a certain area as commercial development, and allows you to set a different tax. So if you wanted to lower the tax rate in downtown Liverpool, establish a commercial development district, find boundaries, and lower the tax rate in that area. Which just means you gotta increase the tax rate outside in order to pick up the extra, what you're reducing there. So there is that power now, I'm not aware of any in Nova Scotia, there may be a couple around in small places, but I'm not aware of where they.
So hearing that, the check mark, no, for ability to enable municipalities to sell land below market price in some cases. So probably should keep that as a check mark, as we have the ability to sell market land currently to non-for-profit. Right, until they change it around again, until they change what some cases mean. Right. But we can't finance developments that increase accessibility, but if they're private.
Well, Councilor Goodley said we are through the facade program, so we are.
But we kind of are, I guess.
In a very small amount.
Yeah. But they're gonna want, they're talking about.
Saying like, oh, we don't wanna do that.
I just said, I agree with all these things. Yeah, we should have extended power. If we already have it, like, we're not gonna. But the power to.
Right, that's it, cause these things are gonna be part of a survey. And if everyone checks the ability to sell land below market price, I can see in some cases becoming private development, all those other things. Oh. Land below market value.
Housing. How do we sell them land?
Apparently, we do have the ability to. Purpose of increasing of housing.
Say it.
Not for profits.
Profit and affordable housing.
What discretionary abilities?